This is KVNF's regional newscast for Friday, May 14th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Hold on to your kilts. The Highland Games are back. KVNF's Kate Redmond spoke with Jennifer McCurdy, a volunteer board member of the Grand Valley Highland Games, on what Western Colorado can expect this weekend in Grand Junction.
You weren't sure what things were going to look like this spring and if you could hold this event in person. Yes. That must have been nerve-wracking.
It was, because it's not just an event that you set a few dates and say, everybody come. There's a lot of coordination behind it. One of our biggest challenges was even finding a venue to host our Kaylee.
Tell our listeners what a Kaylee is.
A Kaylee is a social gathering, a really community-based celebration. And in our case, we wanted to use the Kaylee as our kickoff for the event.
The games involve a lot of brute strength.
Yes.
Is this a Celtic thing?
Yes. You know, it goes back to the Highlanders. My personal favorite is the caber toss. That's a big old like telephone pole that these massive muscled athletes are trying to toss at as far as they absolutely can.
And you have some great music lined up.
We certainly do. We have two of our local bands. Fifth Reel is a trio that does some of the contra dancing. Then we've also got a group called Soul Aggression. They're also local to Grand Junction. They typically have maybe a more rock sort of feel. But then we've also got two fantastic bands, the Wicked Tinkers. Huge energy. They really put on a great show. First class entertainers. And then we've also got the Young Dubliners.
The Grand Valley Highland Games are Saturday and Sunday at the Mesa County Fairgrounds with a Kaylee Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Mesa Theater in downtown Grand Junction. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
5 years ago, Colorado became the first state to create an official holiday to celebrate public lands on the third Saturday in May. That's tomorrow. Ben Katz is Public Lands Program Director at the Western Slope Conservation Center. I asked him about the group's plans.
We will be traveling up to a site on McClure Pass to remove an illegally built structure. We're estimating this process is going to take about 2 to 3 hours, depending on the number of volunteers that we have with us. And then after the structure removal, we're going to hike up the Huntsman Ridge Trail and talk a little bit more about the Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Act and what it would do for the North Fork Valley.
So what's that hike look like for folks that are trying to plan out their, you know, water supply, shoe style, et cetera?
I would definitely bring closed-toed shoes, some water, a lunch, everything you would need to go on a normal day hike. It won't be too strenuous. And then we'll certainly take our time. And it's a very nice aspen grove up there. So we'll hike through the grove and kind of talk about, the CORE Act and what it would do for our valley and kind of experience an area that it would protect.
If folks want to hike or help with the cleanup that starts at 10 a.m., do they need to sign up in advance or just show up on site?
Yeah, if you can go to our website, westernslopeconservation.org, you'll see a sign-up page to sign up for the event. And then we can make sure that we have all of the accommodations needed as far as tools and extra water and things like that.
And then what if listeners want to support your efforts at the Western Slope Conservation Center but can't make it up to McClure tomorrow?
If you can't join us, it would be great to become members of the Conservation Center. You can also do that from our website. We have a great membership forum and have a great crew of members who keep us going.
That's Ben Katz from the Western Slope Conservation Center. Happy Public Lands Day, Ben. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy is leaving his job running the four-campus system after less than 3 years. Based on a statement shared Monday, Kennedy has not resigned but expects to transition out of the position in the near future. Faculty and students voted recently to censure Kennedy over leadership issues. Next, KGNU's Roz Brown speaks with a former CU regent who says the odds were against Kennedy from the outset.
The hiring process of Mark Kennedy was flawed, fundamentally flawed.
That's former CU Regent Jim Martin, who served on the board for 6 years in the 1990s.
And actually, I felt sad for Mark Kennedy. I still do. He should never have been offered the job. And better yet, he should never have taken the job.
Kennedy, a former Republican congressman and president of the University of North Dakota, was a controversial choice as president of the four-campus system when selected by the Board of Regents in 2019. As Martin notes, the vote was 5-4, with majority-led Republicans supporting this election and Democrats opposed.
The odds of trying to run in this case, a $4.5 billion state entity is greatly diminished if you don't have full support of the board.
A regular contributor to the Boulder Daily Camera opinion page, Martin argues that the Board of Regents in 2019 held sham listening sessions with CU students, but failed to acknowledge any meaningful input.
So as we know, the process started with really, I think, an inadequate search process. And then when he asked probative questions, like, where do you stand on affirmative action? And he says, I've got to get back to you on that question. One had better be more prepared. That's a simple question. That's a softball that one ought to, particularly a president, be able to quickly come back with a response.
During a meet and greet at Boulder's Mackey Auditorium in 2019, students were not shy in their disappointment that he was the sole finalist to lead CU. That disappointment has not waned. Chair of the CU Faculty Assembly, Bob Ferry, tallied last month's 35-19 vote to censure Kennedy for lack of leadership.
He's not proactive in a positive way, doesn't lead us well enough, and worse, he said things, some of which he apologized for, you know, but we want more Black faculty, we want more Hispanic students, we got to do important things, you know, make a difference. We're up against real problems here on this campus. It's a Boulder's a difficult place for people of color to live because there's so, it's a numbers thing. I'm not saying Boulder's full of racists or anything, but the numbers, you have to drive to Aurora to get your haircut if you're a Black man. There's nobody that's going to do it for you. It's a problem. So there are a lot of problems, and many of them we can't fix or not easily. So we have internal discussions all the time now. In a way, that's also part of the problem with Kennedy, that Boulder's way ahead on, we haven't accomplished what we want to, but planning, diversity officers, faculty engagement, we're already trying our best to do things, you know. So there's a bit of a disconnect between the campus and the system on the whole question of diversity.
While only president for 2 years, Kennedy was accused of being a poor listener, which former Regent Martin says is not a good fit for a liberal arts institution.
Unlike a business, a university is run by the notion of shared governance. It's bottom-up management, and that's students, faculty, and staff. Opinions distill then what should be acted upon in the boardroom. Now, it's never perfect, but it's bottom-up, and it starts with the faculty.
Kennedy succeeded Bruce Benson, who led the campus as president for more than 10 years. The announcement of his impending departure comes a month before the Board of Regents meets for Kennedy's first evaluation since that board flipped to a Democratic majority in January. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.
That does it for Friday's KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl.